Hello there, welcome to another Covert Persuasion Pattern. And this one is, I don't know, but you will. There are many possibilities when you use something like this, because this is actually kind of like an alternate choice. It gives somebody a choice if you wanted to do that. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, again, these are softeners that you can use. And again, what you're doing is you're actually gaining access to somebody's mind. I mean, it really is a subliminal trickery that you're doing here. When I say trickery, I mean it's a pre-planned strategy to get in there and do what you need to do. All right, so here we go. First one, I don't know whether you'll go out with me today or next week. Okay, now what this does is I don't know when you're going to go out with me. I'm obviously setting the command, go out with me today or next week, but it's giving it a choice. Okay, so you really have to answer either today or next week. And that's the whole idea behind this, is giving somebody a choice to be able to do that. Now, in normal talk, would be pretty good to do that. But when you're doing it in hypnotic influence, covert persuasion, you're adding commands. And the command is go out with me today or go out with me now, whatever the case might be. I don't know whether you'll go out with me today or next week. But when you do, you're going to feel really good because we're going to have a fantastic time together. Now, again, we've got to keep in mind in all of these contexts is I'm giving you the base technique, the base pattern. Right after that pattern, you can add all different types of things. You can create synergy between different patterns. So I don't want you to just look at this pattern and say, okay, this is it. You want to intermingle it with other patterns. Number two, I don't know whether you can decide to pay me now or not, but when you do, you will feel really good about it. So this is you want somebody to pay you now. I don't know whether you can decide to pay me now. So what's nice about this is that if you got the feeling that they weren't going to pay you, decide to pay me now is a strong command, because you're actually putting in the word decide, which is a command in and of itself. Decide to pay me now. You could say, I don't know whether you can pay me now or not, but when you do, you will feel really good about it. So the thing is, you're structuring the commands of decide to pay me now, that's one command, and then feel really good about it. You want somebody to feel good about everything that they do for you, and that's just the way it has to be. I don't know whether you will offer me the job today or next week, but if you make me an offer now, I'll accept. So again, this is in the context of being in a job interview, and you know, you're at that last stage. And again, this softens it up, because you're not saying, are you going to offer me the job? Because when somebody does that, again, it's direct command. It's a direct insinuation that, hey, I want to do this, I want to do that. And it, you know, again, it brings up a wall of defense on the person you're talking to. But when you say, I don't know whether you'll offer me the job today or next week, but if you make me an offer now, I'll accept. So you're forcing that person's hand in a very, very nice way. Whereas if you just said to them, are you going to offer me the job today? If you do, I will make an offer. I don't know if you can tell the difference, but I want you to say the two of them. Let me repeat it again. Okay, if I just say to you, are you going to offer me the job today or wait until next week? But if you offer it today, I will accept. Do you see how that sounds? It sounds a lot more of a pressure coming to the person that you're speaking with. Now, if I say, I don't know whether you'll offer me the job today or next week, but if you make me an offer now, I'll accept. Do you see how, I mean, replay that, those two instances that I gave you, and I want you to really listen to them, and I want you to close your eyes and feel what it feels like when the words come across. Because in the way I feel the energy, the pattern here, I don't know whether, causes the relaxation to take place immediately. Whereas going directly and saying, hey, you know, offer me the job today, it's a lot more of a tightening process because, again, it's a direct command versus indirect command. I want you to understand this concept, and I want you to start integrating this into your daily routine. Again, you're getting a lot of patterns, and so you're going to be able to integrate these into your day all the time. Every time, you know, just you're going to do them. You're probably going to have close to over 50 of these patterns when you get done, and you're going to be able to drill them all the time. You're not going to use every one. This is one that you really can use in this these specific types of contexts is giving a choice. And then, of course, you can always add to it. Like, for instance, you could say, I don't know whether you'll offer me the job today or next week, but if you make me an offer now, I'll accept. And when you do that today, you're going to feel real good about it because you'll see that I'm a natural choice to be on your team. I really enjoyed speaking with you. And then you kind of go from there and see what evolves and develops. So it's kind of it's a cool pattern. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, put the flight time in. Go ahead and use it on your daily routine or whatever. Again, I don't know whether. Thanks for watching and have a great day. So long.